Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
How are you? You've been busy, you told me.
Oh, yeah, always busy. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, looking after people's very precious pets.
Very precious pets, yes.
It's an awesome responsibility sometimes, isn't it?
It weighs heavy on our shoulders sometimes.
I bet it does, because I know from what you say and the way you act, you are all animal lovers as well. So,
oh, absolutely.
And
yeah,
so
yeah,
you feel for the animals and their
yeah,
owners.
Yeah, you do feel for the animals, and you do actually feel for their owners quite a lot as well.
Yeah, I've been in the situation, yeah, and I can fully understand. But what we're going to talk about, and it's not too early, I know it's November, but we are now seeing in the shops the signs of the Christmas season.
Yes, the dreaded C word.
Then there is plenty of food available now, which is not suitable for our animals to have at all. Is that the case?
No, there's loads of things creeping in at the moment. Mince pies.
Mince pies?
Oh, I love mince pies.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, a bit of clotted cream inside. Oh, anyway.
Enough about you and me.
Mince pies and Christmas cake and all, full of raisins and
sultanas.
Yeah,
it's the fruit. Mm.
That's the big problem there. That can do really awful things to dogs. We're not sure why, though. They've never quite worked out why, and you get different amounts in individual dogs as well.
Well, I suppose all dogs have got different size and structure.
Yeah, but even in between sort of individuals within a breed, you'll get variability of how toxic they find raisins, which is odd, but doesn't make it any less of a concern. Chocolate. Good old chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah. I know you can get special chocolate for dogs.
You can get special chocolate for dogs, and that's fine.
But your ordinary human chocolate,
not good.
Right, and there's loads of that around at Christmas.
There's loads of that
hanging on Christmas trees.
Yeah.
So
put it up high, she says. Mm. They'll still find some of them. They're quite dedicated to the chocolate cause in some cases.
It must smell very attractive to them, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it smells pretty good to us, so.
Yeah, I know, yes. And they like a lot of the foods we like, to be fair.
They do, yes. With chocolate, the kind of the darker, the more cocoa in it, the more dangerous it tends to be.
Oh, so it's that content that's
the main thing. It's the cocoa. So there's a chemical in it called theobromine, which is the thing that the dogs are actually find toxic. And the darker the chocolate, the more theobromine you have in it. So yes, dark chocolate, way worse.
Okay, yeah. So it's chocolate, fruit, obviously there's things like alcohol around which you shouldn't allow animals to get anywhere near. But the sort of table scraps, bits of turkey and that's fine, presumably.
Turkey I would be a little bit careful with dogs.
Oh, really?
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it can make some of them quite unwell.
Oh.
Weirdly.
That's surprising.
A little treat probably isn't gonna hurt. Mm. But I wouldn't go full roast dinner, for sure.
Okay.
That probably won't do them too much good. And I'm afraid you may reap the whirlwind the next day as well.
Yeah.
So,
had dogs been there, done that. Yeah, it's not fun. Okay, what we need to do is to just take a quick break, and then we'll be back and we'll talk about some of the other foods and some of the other animals that might come into contact with it. And, of course, it's getting cold. We need to know
it's
about a couple of other things as well.
Yes.
We'll take a break and we'll be back with some more animal magic a bit later on. Sorry, that's copyright BBC, I think. Anyway, we still have Honor the Radio Vet with us this afternoon. And we've been talking about what animals are not supposed to eat around Christmas time. We did dogs.
We've done some dogs, yes.
Now about cats, because they like Christmassy things as well.
Cats like Christmassy things. Cats, as we have said before, tend to be a little bit more sensible about what they eat, up to a point. You always get the exception. However, there's lots of sparkly,
they do like sparkly
things that dangle on trees, bits of tinsel, that kind of stuff. Just so much fun to play with,
of course,
and sometimes accidentally ingest. I would say kittens are more likely to do it, but you get idiots in every age group.
So, do you think cats ever grow up, do they?
Lots of them don't really grow up, so yes, secure your baubles.
I beg your pardon, madam.
They're not unsecure, insecure baubles at
Nobody
all.
Nobody likes an unsecured bauble.
No.
Tinsel actually is a particular favourite, and that kind of glittery film stuff that some people drape on their trees.
Lamenta.
Oh, Lamenta, yes.
That, I have no idea what it's called. There we go. That is quite a fun one to eat.
And you've got to get it out then.
And then sometimes
that's quite long,
you've got to get it out. Yes. Ideally, Not surgically, however, sometimes surgically.
Okay, yeah. But not surgically means you can give them something to make it pass through a bit
well,
faster.
Well, yeah, sometimes
yeah, it's long, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to be careful. Those weirdly, those kind of long, thin things can be really problematic going through intestines.
I bet they can.
Yeah. Intestines tend to sort of bunch up around it like an accordion.
Nice.
Yeah, which then causes big, big problems. So, yes, try to avoid your cat eating things, sparkly things that they shouldn't do. Yeah.
But they're largely okay with food things. They won't eat stuff they shouldn't eat, largely.
No, I mean, you probably will have a cat who you'll find has stolen your entire ham joint at some point. But
yes.
Next door's lamb joint ran off with it.
Yeah, delicious, I'm sure. But yeah, most cats are relatively sensible when it comes to eating stuff, and seem to cope with a lot of things fairly well. Okay. But just be sensible. Cupboards.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one thing, and I know we mentioned it before, but with cats, particularly as you get frosty weather, is antifreeze.
Antifreeze. Be really
very, very dangerous.
Antifreeze, if you're topping up your water in the car and you're putting antifreeze in, that sort of thing, cats do quite like the taste of it. It's quite sweet. And it is incredibly toxic to cats. It causes very severe kidney damage. And very occasionally, if you get one that does have antifreeze toxicity, you can save them. But
yeah,
you've got to be very, very quick.
You've got to be pretty quick. We actually used alcohol.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes. To fix them.
Yeah, because it helps to counteract it.
Every vet has alcohol in there. The alcohol in. We actually have a bottle of vodka at work, which we use.
That's your story.
That's our story. There's a line drawn on it, obviously. so we give them alcohol. Because the alcohol in the vodka displaces
Don't try this at home.
No, oh, for goodness sake, please don't try this at home.
Go to a proper vet.
It is very, very carefully done. That's the way we treat a lot of them and try and save those kidneys.
But basically, if your dog or cat has eaten anything it shouldn't have,
give us a ring.
Call the vets. Please. They may well say to you, okay, just let it go through. Or they may say to you, get them in now, depending on what it is and what they've
whatever
done.
Whatever it is, if you are worried that your dog, cat, hamster, whatever, has eaten something, even if you're not sure if it's toxic or not, just pick up the phone.
And that costs you nothing to pick up
the phone. It costs you absolutely nothing. And if you can get them in quickly, it will probably save you, an animal, and B, actually probably quite a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah.
If we can get it out.
Question for you then. Are you or one of your colleagues on call over the Christmas period?
Yes, we are. Of course, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, because you do agricultural as well.
So in our practice, we'll have there'll be two vets on call.
Okay, so if you ring your vets or pretty much any other vet,
there'll always be somebody there. Like, always just pick up the phone.
Now I have to ask this, and you're going to tell me it's a stupid question, but we got Nick in the studio, who's trained to be a presenter, and he's got a collection of exotic animals.
Yes.
And is there anything they should be watching out for at Christmas? The Christmas time, obviously, they're all in cages and
tanks.
Make
sure your heaters work.
All our critters are they're thermostatically controlled.
Yeah, it's what you always worry about when the weather gets cold. If somebody's tank turns off. And you end up with a rather icy bearded dragon or something like that.
We've even gone to the extent we've got a collection of hot water bottles that are ready to go in case the power goes out.
Yeah,
it's things you don't normally expect, keeping exotic animals. It
makes
you think on your feet sometimes. Yeah. You adapt and overcome. Yeah.
I think a lot of people underestimate how difficult exotic animals are to keep and how on the ball you have to be
so
about it.
It's not a particular item about the food, but the weather changing.
Not necessarily,
is more
but actually the weather change and the cold weather, and I guess. Storms and the potential for power shortages and that kind of thing is probably
out of interest, Nick. Just harking back to another one of our colleagues we had in, are you on the Southern Electric Priority Services Register?
I didn't know that.
Because I don't know if they do it for exotic animals. They might
not
do it as well.
I'll have to look into that.
But that's it. So watch out what your animals get to eat. If you're not happy with they've eaten something they shouldn't have, call your vet or
whichever vet you're registered with. If you're not, somebody will talk to you anyway, don't worry.
Yeah.
But yes, call your vet and either we'll say, I think you need to come in now, or we'll say...
Just stand back.
you may be all right. Yeah, but it's just definitely worth calling up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, so advice for Christmas from Honor, and of course, generally the festive season, because there's loads more food knocking around in the house. Designed for human beings, not for animals.
No.
If you want to get your dog or cat treats for Christmas, then there's no reason why you shouldn't get them from a reputable supplier.
Absolutely.
That's specially designed for that purpose.
Yes.
And there's plenty of those around.
Oh, there's loads around. Yeah. Loads around. And maybe even toys, not treats.
Oh, yes.
Toys, not treats.
Yeah, because you're going to start lecturing us about weight control.
I am going to start lecturing you about weight control. It's a massive bugbear of mine.
I know. We've seen several overweight cats in the last little while. But
yeah.
I will say there is one place on the island, there's ice cream for dogs as well, designed ice cream for dogs.
Ooh. I mean, a little treat every now and again is not going to hurt.
Not for anything else, yeah.
But yes, maybe toys, not treats can be our Christmas mantra for your pets.
Nice squeak. If you've got friends who've got a dog, buy a nice loud squeaky one. You'll be
their favourite.
I was going to say about squeakies. Sometimes they bite through them and the squeakies come out, and do they get...
Rarely, actually. Oh, right. I think most of the time, once the stuffed badger stops screaming at them, it becomes less fun.
Oh, right.
Anyway, although my dog then likes to completely disembowel whichever toy he has.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah. So occasionally
and he's only
I come
happy
home,
when he's done that.
Yes, I come home to sort of drifts of stuffing
around
the house.
Nice.
Yes. I imagine you've got a special vacuum cleaner for that as well.
No, I have a brush.
Thank you very much, Anna. We'll see you again in the new year.
Yes.
And do give your vet a call if you've got any problems over the holiday period. And just take care.
Yes, and
enjoy
have fun.
Have fun. And we'll see you in 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.